BBC News with Mary Small. Reports from Los Angeles say that the pop star Michael Jackson has been rushed to hospital. The star, who's 50 years old, is due to start a series of comeback concerts in London in July. Details of his condition are not known. Rajesh Merchandani is in Los Angeles.
The Los Angeles Fire Department has confirmed paramedics were called to Michael Jackson's luxury home in the Bel Air area of the city at around lunchtime Los Angeles time. Officials say the patient there was not breathing and that medical procedures were performed to revive him in the ambulance on the way to hospital in West Los Angeles. They would not say if the man was revived and they would not confirm his identity, but the BBC strongly believes it is the pop star.
A U.S. celebrity website has said that Michael Jackson has died, but this cannot be confirmed independently. The main opposition leader in Iran, Mir Hossein Mousavi, says he will not give up his campaign to overturn the result of the recent presidential election. In a statement on his website, the first in 4 days, he called on his supporters to continue protesting, but urged them to avoid confrontation. Jeremy Bowen reports from Tehran.
Mr. Mousavi has not been seen in public since last week. Today's statement was his first since Sunday. He calls on his supporters to continue to protest within the law. Opposition gatherings are banned, but he points to a clause in the Constitution that allows non-violent protest. On his website, Mr. Mousavi says the election was a fraud and blames the violence on what he calls the fraudsters. That is a not-so-veiled attack on the leadership of this country, including the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. For Iran, it's a very defiant statement.
Foreign ministers of the G8 are gathering in the Italian city of Trieste for the first high-level meeting of leading Western countries since the election-related violence began in Iran. The Italian Foreign Minister, Franco Frattini, said that the gathering would adopt a firm and clear position. The United States has confirmed that it sent weapons to Somalia's beleaguered transitional government. The U.S. State Department said the shipment went ahead after the United Nations Security Council agreed to grant an exemption to its arms embargo against Somalia. Will Ross reports.
A letter from the United States Deputy Permanent Representative to the United Nations requested an exemption to the arms embargo on Somalia. It stated America's intention to provide the transitional federal government of Somalia with 19 tons of ammunition and additional weapons. A U.S. state official confirmed to the BBC that arms had been sent, and he said the intention was to ensure Somalia's transitional government had the resources to confront extremists. Pro-government forces in Somalia have been fighting against rebels believed to have links to Al-Qaeda.
You're listening to World News from the BBC. Hundreds of troops have been deployed in the capital of the Central American state of Honduras in an escalating dispute over constitutional reform. The left-wing president, Manuel Zelaya, said he'd defy the Supreme Court and go ahead with a referendum on Sunday that could pave the way for his re-election to a second term in office. He said the court only served the interests of the rich and powerful. The United Nations cultural agency UNESCO has dropped the German city of Dresden and the Elbe River Valley from its list of World Heritage Sites. The move follows a decision to build a motorway bridge across the river. Our Berlin correspondent Tristan Amour reports.
The city council in Dresden was warned several years ago that it might lose its prestigious World Heritage title because of plans to build the new bridge. Environmental campaigners argued the four-lane road bridge would destroy the beautiful landscape of the Elbe Valley, famous for its rolling meadows and splendid palaces. Officials at UNESCO had suggested the authorities should build a tunnel under the River Elbe instead of the bridge, but the authorities decided to go ahead with plans to build the controversial bridge, claiming it would help reduce traffic congestion in the city centre.
The American actress Farrah Fawcett has died. She was 62 and had been suffering from cancer. Miss Fawcett was best known for her role in the television series about a trio of glamorous female detectives, Charlie's Angels. She became a pop culture icon with millions of women emulating her flamboyant hairstyle. In the 80s, Miss Fawcett turned to more serious roles and won acclaim and award nominations for her performances. The police in northern England have praised the honesty of a member of the public who handed in a lost rucksack containing the equivalent of $16,000 in cash. The bag was found by a resident on a street in a town in the Lake District. Its owners, a Dutch couple, were said to be very relieved. It's understood there was even undisclosed sum as a thank you. BBC News.